السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا مرحبا. A warm and hearty welcome to the program Friday Fusion with me, Zakira Ansermia. Today is the 2nd of June, the 7th of Ramadan. Subhanallah, how fast is the time going? Like, everywhere we go and everyone we speak to, I think that's the only thing that most of us are speaking about is how fast Ramadan is going by. For us that are here in South Africa, you know, we're into our winter months, and because of this, I think we tend to feel that the days of Ramadan are passing us much more faster, you know, than what you would perhaps in other countries, because the days are a bit longer and you get to really feel your fast a little bit. Subhanallah, for us it feels like a bit of an early breakfast and a late dinner perhaps. Subhanallah. Nevertheless, we need to continue praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Him that He has given us this month of Ramadan, and doing our best to make the most of it. The 7th of Ramadan, that means we are almost done with the first Ashara of Ramadan, the Ashara in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about it being awwaluhu rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cascading down upon us in torrents. We are now rearing ourselves and rearing to go into the second Ashara of Ramadan that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about in saying, وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ. And this is definitely the Ashara that we are about to enter. It's definitely the 10 days in which we are ought to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. A believer ardently waits these 10 days of Ramadan, expectantly, you know, ready with his dua list, with his activities for the day, how much time he's going to spend in this Salatul Tawbah and in this activity of making dhikr, and how many astaghfirullahs, and you know, how many times he's going to recite the Sayyidul Istighfar and so forth. And you know, a person who is definitely anticipating these 10 days will, inshallah, our dua and our hope is that we'll definitely gain maximum benefit out of it. We don't want to be among those that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that wretched is the person who Ramadan comes and goes and he does not secure his forgiveness. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those whose complete maghfirah is made in this month, inshallah. Well, let's go on then. What exactly can you expect from the program Friday Fusion this Friday afternoon? If you've been following my social media posts, you would have seen that, yes, it's very exciting things coming up in the program. Starting off, we're going to be doing the informal scoop with Laika Idris. Now I know you've become accustomed to hearing Laika complete the program. Laika normally comes in at our tail end of Friday Fusion each Friday afternoon. Now in the month of Ramadan, a little bit of a change. We'll have Laika start off the program for us. Today it's a bit of a hungry note, if I could put it that way, and you'll understand later when you hear Laika's clip. She speaks all about Turkish cuisine and Turkish preparations for the month of Ramadan and how preparations are done for suhoor and iftar, etc. Very interesting little clip that she sent us today. Unfortunately, she won't be able to join us live due to a meeting she needs to attend, but she's been kind enough to send us a little clip there for our news segment. In our main segment of the program, our middle segment, that is, we will be doing female masail. As you know, Ramadan is the time of the year that generally the sisters will tell you these cycles go all haywire and they need more advice on, you know, what they can do, and perhaps if they the menstrual starts during the day of Ramadan, or if they become pak and if they become clean and tuhur sets in during the day of Ramadan, what do they do? So we're going to be discussing all of that in the middle segment of the program. And a very exciting part of this segment of the program too, before I forget, is that we will be giving away a diary. We will be giving away a diary, yes. What diary is this? A diary for a Muslim woman. Now, some of you may know what this little diary is all about. For those of you who don't know, Stay tuned to that segment of the program where I tell you what this little diary is all about and how you can win yourself a copy. We will, inshallah, be opening the lines in that segment for you to call in and win yourself a copy of the diary. I'll give you a little more info on how you can go about winning yourself a copy of that diary when we get to that segment. And then in the tail end of the program, something I definitely am really looking forward to, something that has taken a lot of effort and, you know, painstakingly was put together, and I'm hoping you're going to thoroughly enjoy it. And that is our mini drama series that premiered on Tuesday this week. We have entitled it, Excuse Me, I Need to Make a Scene. And it's all about, you know, in tune with our Ramadan theme of taming the tongue. And we've decided that why go into lengthy discussions when we can do little sketches, and inshallah the message will be passed on or will be conveyed in a much more louder manner. So I'm hoping you will stay with us till the end of the program this afternoon so that you can catch that mini drama series right at the tail end. So all that and much more coming your way this afternoon on Friday Fusion. I'm hoping you're going to keep company with us for the rest of the hour. Let's go for an ad break. When we return, our informal scoop with Laika Idris. Formal scoop with Laika Idris.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We know that during the month of Ramadan, we're going to be discussing different Ramadan traditions in the different countries, and today we're speaking about Turkey. During the month of Ramadan, or Ramazan, as people in Turkey would call it, daily life in Turkey focuses as much on the fast itself as it does around breaking it. While life and work during the daylight hours tends to slow down during Ramadan, the opposite is true for ladies in the kitchen. Preparing for the evening meal is an all-day affair that begins with shopping. Most cooks return to their roots and go for traditional Turkish favorites. Cooks shop in a frenzy as markets and bazaars begin advertising their specials for Ramadan several weeks before the start of fasting. Tender dates, pistachios, Turkish delight, goulash, and cured meats like pastrami and sujuk are some of the favorite items. After carefully choosing the day's ingredients from the local markets and bazaars, the ladies of the house commence with peeling and prepping vegetables, marinating and stewing meats, and preparing soups and desserts, all in anticipation of the evening meal. So what can you expect at the iftar table? Setting the iftar table is an art form that would challenge even the most experienced line chefs. The household table is always spotless and set with the best wares that the household has to offer. The iftar table must have fresh pidir bread, medjool dates, black and green olives, an array of white cheese and kashmir cheese, spiced cured beefs or pastrami, spicy sausage, sweet butter, fruit preserves and honey, a plate of peeled sliced tomatoes and cucumbers. Soup is always served at the beginning of iftar. Turkish vegetable dishes are usually cooked in olive oil and served cold. Meat can be very expensive in Turkey. Many families who do not eat much red meat throughout the year splurge during Ramadan to serve at least one main course dish with meat. Ramadan is a time when traditional desserts take the forefront. The best choices are desserts steeped in syrup or milk-based desserts. Along with plenty of water, non-alcoholic beverages of any kind can be served during Ramadan. The meal is always topped off with Turkish coffee or tea. Attending an iftar meal, even if you're not fasting, is truly a great way to sample Turkish regional cuisine, and it is one of the best ways to experience the warmth of Turkish hospitality and culture at its finest. And after reading all about the fancy food in Turkey during the blessed month, I definitely want to experience this traditional atmosphere and indulge in all the tantalizing authentic Turkish foods, especially desserts like baklava and rabdi rasgullas. So catch me again next week with more Ramadan traditions in different countries around the world. That's it from me, Laika Idris, on the Informal Scoop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, that's it then from Sister Laika, and I'm sure you can hear my tummy rumble because seriously, that was something absolutely tantalizing. Just listening to it as I prepped for the program, I thought to myself, subhanAllah, I think the listeners are really not going to be very pleased after they hear all that when it's still half a day more to go. Well, anyway, so that was all about Turkish cuisine and what you can expect at the Turkish table. And as Sister Aika then told us, each week she will bring to us what can be expected, or what Ramadan rather looks like from different parts of the world. I do understand that in our other programs as well, I know in Hayat al-Shabab, Sister Sumaya Jamal does that, where she actually gets people to call in from different parts of the world. So if you are interested in knowing what Ramadan feels like in different parts of the world, stay tuned to Radio Islam's programming. We have a lot on our programming in terms of getting the feel of what Ramadan is like globally. Moving on, inshallah, it's now time for us to give away that diary for a Muslim woman. Well, what exactly is this diary for a Muslim woman all about? Let me read you a little bit about it, and then I'll tell you how you could win yourself one. Well, this convenient pocket-sized diary, in which you can perfectly record your hayd, your qada salah, your qada fast, which also has an Islamic will, and a zakah recording section. So it has all this and much more, including some basic Q&A on hayd, nifas, and istihada. And in addition to that, it has sections in which hayd can be recorded for, I should think, a few years. Yes, a few years. So definitely something that you should purchase for yourself. And for all the females in the family, and by purchasing one of these, you not only will be getting yourself a very handy diary that will probably become something that you keep at your bedside, but rather you will also be supporting a worthy cause, as proceeds are donated to Syria, Palestine, and other relief causes. So for today, you can win yourself a copy of A Diary for a Muslim Woman by simply calling in and letting me know what exactly does this diary for a Muslim woman contain. What is the contents of the diary? And really, I don't need you to tell me what all the contents is all about, but even if you could tell me what one of the aspects that this diary for a Muslim woman covers, that would be sufficient to make you a winner of a diary on the program this afternoon. So get your fingers dialing and call in now. Lines are open. The number is 011-854-1548. And our engineer, Hafiz Muhammad Bilal, is standing by to take your call. Let's move on then to our female Masail segment of the program. And as you know, I was saying that, you know, almost every year what happens is around Ramadan, the sisters call me and they tell me, you know what, our cycles are totally out of sync, and we don't really know what to do. So because we don't know what to do, we're unsure whether to fast or not. Just before the program, like a few minutes before the program, I had a sister send me a message saying that, you know, she was only due for her hayd in like 3 or 4 days' time, but she has already got her hayd today. So is it a hayd because she is mu'tada? Well, even though a sister may be mu'tada and she may have a set cycle, what you need to remember, my dear sister, is that during Ramadan, our bodies go through a complete detox. And not only am I speaking about a type of detox in which, you know, your food systems are, your intestines are cleaned, but even your reproductive systems go through a detox. That's why sometimes you will find that way before your time, you already are experiencing some symptoms of hayd. Some sisters would get spotting, you know, or excess discharging. Others will have got their hayd way before the time, like this is the same question. Well, let's go through a few questions then. The first one says, does a woman have to make qada of the fast that she missed due to a hayd? The answer is yes. Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, has reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a menstruating woman will keep the qada of fasts missed, but there is no qada for the salah that she missed during this time of hayd. The next question is, can I visit my gynecologist or have a pap smear during Ramadan? The answer, the fast would be nullified if medication is inserted into the private organ, and it would therefore be advisable to delay the appointment until after Ramadan. So that is with regards a gynecological appointment, and many sisters from time to time do ask this type of questions. Can they go for routine examinations? Can they go for pap smears? So there you have it, that's your answer. Next question, is a fasting woman allowed to breastfeed her baby? The answer is, yes, it is permissible for her to breastfeed her baby, and this will not invalidate her fast. Although sometimes we do find that women who are breastfeeding their babies, who are suckling their little ones, won't necessarily fast or may fast intermittently simply because suckling a baby or breastfeeding, as we call it, is very draining on the body. And people who generally do breastfeed their children, women who breastfeed their children, complain of thirst rather than hunger because of this breastfeeding process. So that is why there is permission given to women who breastfeed to be able to fast intermittently or to not fast at all and pay back their fast after Ramadan. The next question that we have is with regards medication, the contraceptive, that is the birth control pill. It is asked that, is it permissible to take this type of medication throughout the month of Ramadan so as to avoid getting one's period or getting one's hayd in order to keep all the fast, as for some women we find it very difficult to pay back the missed fast? So this question is more one that you will have to firstly go to a gynecologist and have a checkup and find out if it won't be detrimental to your health. Because if it will be detrimental to your health, then my dear sisters, do remember that our body is an amana that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, if it's going to be detrimental to your health, then we shouldn't be doing this. But from a Shari'i perspective, yes, it is permissible. Remember that the side effects of this can be breakthrough bleeding though. And breakthrough bleeding means that even though you are on the contraceptive pill, because some of our bodies are so used of getting our hayd at certain times in the month, even though you may be on the contraceptive, you will still bleed right through. And because you were supposed to be getting your hayd at this time, this bleeding is then called breakthrough bleeding, and breakthrough bleeding is still considered hayd. And hence, if a sister is on the contraceptive not to get the hayd, and she does end up getting it, she will still have to break a fast, and there will still be qada that will be necessitated. Okay, so I think we have time for one more question, inshallah. The next question says, I would like to obtain some clarity on women that miss fast in the month of Ramadan due to being pregnant. Are they required to pay back their fast or can they give fidya? The same would be with regards to those who are breastfeeding. Well, I think we've covered the breastfeeding angle, but those who are pregnant. So if a sister is expecting a baby and for this reason she cannot fast due to weakness and hunger, then by all means, she is allowed to fast during Ramadan, but she will have to pay them back. Pay them back as in pay back the qadha. She will not be allowed to just pay the fidya for these days. And even if it takes her a few years to pay back this fast, obviously we don't encourage this. And we say that women should try as best as they can to pay back their fast as soon as possible. But even if it takes her a few years to pay back her fast, she should pay it back. And paying the fidya amount for every fast will not suffice in this regard. So that's all we have time for in terms of your female masail questions. I remind you once again that A Diary for a Muslim Woman, the book is up for grabs on the program this afternoon. So you could call in and you could win yourself a copy of that book. Let's go for an ad break. When we return, inshallah, we come back and we take your calls and we make someone a winner. Yes, so the time does go by really quickly and our engineer tells me that we just have 10 minutes left for the program, inshallah. So in these 10 minutes, I really want to make someone a winner, and I know that there's people listening to us on the program this afternoon, because when I speak to sisters who phone me for their female Messiah, they're always telling me, oh, we listen to your program. And then when I meet them at programs, outside of radio involvement, they're also telling me they listen to the program. So all those sisters listening to the program this afternoon, don't feel shy. Call in. You could win yourself a lovely diary. Well, this diary is no ordinary diary. It's a diary in which you can expect to have all your haid recorded. You can also expect to record your missed fast, your missed salah. It has a section on zakah calculation. It even has a section on FAQ with regards haid, nifas, and istihada. So there's really a lot for you to gain out of either purchasing yourself a copy of this diary from leading bookstores countrywide, or you could simply just call into the program and I could make you a winner of one of these. The number to dial is 011-854-1548, and our engineer Hafiz Muhammad Bilal is standing by to take your call. So that's what you can do to win yourself a diary. While I wait for you to call in and win yourself a diary, I'm just going to go on with those female Messiah queries that we had, that we were discussing on the program earlier before we went for the ad break. So the last one we discussed was with regard missing fast due to breastfeeding or due to pregnancy. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for, subhanAllah. I think sometimes when you're fasting, the brain also goes in a little bit of a break. So, alhamdulillah, we said that the lady will have to pay back those fasts, and simply paying fidya for each fast that she has missed will not be sufficient. Okay, now let's speak about the lady whose haid starts during the day while she's fasting, right? So if a female starts menstruating, so her haid comes upon while she's fasting, what shall she do? Can she eat discreetly when she is in seclusion? Similarly, can she do so when she stops menstruating during the day? What if in both cases she kept the entire day of the fast? Will her fast be valid as she has completed some part of the fast as a pure park person? So my dear listeners, this is actually two totally different queries, right? We need to understand them individually and separately. The first one is about the sister who cannot fast because her fast has broken during the day. Now what will she do? Well, for this sister whose fast breaks during the day, she will then stop fasting, and yes, she may eat discreetly. Obviously, in sanctity of the month of Ramadan, keeping up with the sanctity of the month of Ramadan, she won't eat openly. But yes, she will be able to break her fast, and she does not have to fast the rest of the day, and yes, she will be able to eat. Okay, our engineer tells me we have some callers on the line. That's so exciting. Let's make someone a winner. So, caller on line one, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, what's your name?
Zubaydah.
Sister Zubaydah, welcome to Radio Islam and Friday Fusion in particular. Jazakallah khair for calling in. Sister Zubaydah, how's the Ramadan going?
Oh, alhamdulillah, it's going very, very well, shukr.
Alhamdulillah. Sister, have you been listening to the program from the beginning, or at least did you catch the discussion where I was speaking about a diary for a Muslim woman? You did? Sorry, did you?
I've been listening to it on and off.
Okay, all right. Let's see if you can answer this question. Simple, easy question, inshallah. And perhaps if you answer it correctly, you can become a winner. So the question I'm asking, Sister Zubaydah, is, tell me one aspect of what a diary for a Muslim woman deals with. So basically, if you were to purchase a copy, or if I were to make you a winner of a copy here on the program, what would you find in this diary when you receive it?
I'm sure it's going to have something to do with a lady's monthly cycle, make a note of it. And also like other important stuff pertaining to Muslim ladies, you know, with our world and our qaza salah and stuff like that.
Okay, brilliant, Sister Zubeda. Yes, you are correct. It does have a recording for qaza fast, for qaza salah, and it also has a section on the will, even zakah. So subhanAllah, Sister Zubeda, you have just won yourself a diary for a Muslim woman here on Radio Islam International on the program Friday Fusion. And we're happy to be able to send this diary to you with courier. So if before you leave, you could please leave all your details with our engineer. Jazakallah khair for calling in, and congratulations once again on winning yourself a diary for a Muslim woman.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Barakallah feek. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Unfortunately, we're only able to take one lucky caller every week and make only one caller a winner. So next week, try phoning a little bit earlier, inshallah, so that you can win yourself a copy of the diary. Because each week on the program, we will be giving away one diary. Let's go back then, inshallah, and quickly conclude that mas'ala that we were discussing before we had the caller. So we were speaking about the lady that got her menses during the month of Ramadan. So if she did experience her menses during the day of Ramadan, she will be able to break her fast, we said, and she will be able to eat and drink discreetly, obviously, keeping up with the sanctity of the month of Ramadan. But she will not have to fast for the rest of the day. Will she have to make a qaza of that day? Yes, she will have to make a qaza of that day. Even if it happened that her fast broke perhaps 5 minutes before iftar time, then she will have to make qaza of that day. For the lady whose fast, whose hayd has stopped during the month of Ramadan, for this lady, on the other hand, the mas'ala is a little different. If your hayd has stopped during a day in the month of Ramadan, you should now stop eating and drinking and observe the fast of Ramadan as though you were a fasting person. Will your fast for that day be counted though? No, your fast for that day will not be counted, and you will have to keep a qaza fast. But because you are now in a tahir state and in a pak state, as it were called, you will have to act as a fasting person from now on. So the mas'ala is different in both regards. The lady whose hayd ends during the day, she will during the day at some point in the month of Ramadan, she will now have to act like a fasting person, no more eating and drinking, but she will also have to make qaza of this fast. Well, that brings us to the end of our female masail segment for today. Up next is a very exciting segment of this program, and inshallah you can also expect to hear it on Tuesday afternoon and again next Friday. And this is the mini drama series that we, the female presenters of Radio Islam International, have put together for your listening pleasure. And it is in a sketch type format. It is in tune with the Radio Islam theme for the month of Ramadan, and that is taming the tongue. Now, subhanAllah, fasting is not merely about us, you know, staying away from food and drink for this month, but rather it is also about us bettering our akhlaq in this month, becoming better Muslims, trying our best to improve in terms of our akhlaq. And one of the ways that we can do this is by taming our tongue, because we are what we utter. You know, and I'm sure you've been hearing these promos on Radio Islam going out throughout the day with little reminders on how we use our tongue and why it is so important for us to use our tongue in the correct manner. So, today's edition of our Taming the Tongue will be highlighting that for you, inshallah, and I'm hoping that you will enjoy it. If you don't, if one of your family members don't manage to catch the actual live airing of the mini drama series Taming the Tongue, we will, inshallah, put up a podcast on my social media pages a bit later on this afternoon. So stay tuned for that as well, podcasts of the new segment as well as the mini drama series. Until I meet you again next week, same place, same time, I request your special du'as in this blessed month of Ramadan. Fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Where is this child? I've been waiting for over 10 minutes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, why are you so grumpy, Asma? Did you eat lemons before you get here?
Don't have a big mouth. I'm tired and it's inconsiderate of you to make me wait for so long. I'm not your chauffeur, twit.
Let me at least sit in the car before you start blasting me. Gosh, give me a break. Tell mommy, please don't nag me and try to pacify me like a baby. I want my space. You just ruined my good mood. Thanks.
Atika? Tika?
I'm not a piece of chicken.
Okay. Can I come in?
You're always putting me down or taking out your frustrations on me.
What do you mean? I'm not frustrated.
Yes, you are. Because mom won't let you go off to campus, don't blame me if you're stuck in this house.
I can't believe you. Seriously, I came here to apologize to my small sister, and this is the reaction. Gosh, grow up, man.
You can leave my room. Bye.
Atika, can you come and sit at the table for supper? Iftar will be in 10 minutes.
I'm not coming to eat.
Well, starve then. I don't care, silly girl. I'm sick of this fighting and snapping every day. Not a single day goes by where we don't argue. Let me switch on the radio and distract my mind.
Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anh said, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out to inform us of the true date of Laylatul Qadr, unfortunately a quarrel took place between two Muslims, whereupon he said, I came out to inform you as to when Laylatul Qadr occurs. But because two people quarreled with each other, the knowledge of the correct date was taken away. Perhaps that is better for you. So seek it among the 9th, 7th and 5th nights. This is how bad the effect of arguing is. And as Muslims, we should learn to speak good or remain silent. Continuous arguments are to our iman what an aloe would be if dipped in honey. It will make something naturally wholesome better. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then he should say good or remain silent. If such vital information was taken away because of two people arguing, my dear listeners, then what is our negative words and tone doing to our fast? Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even guided us in this regard. May Allah join us with him at the pond of Kawthar. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Where is the tablecloth? Can you put the radio softer?
Listen, it's quite apt to both of us.
If anyone wants to start an argument or snaps at us while we are fasting and some of us get irritable while hungry, then just calmly say. And really, my beloved listeners, our tone is so important. Say, I am fasting. That's it. But don't let our staying hungry from dawn to dusk go in vain because we couldn't stay away from an argument or because speaking in a good tone is something foreign to us.
I think I need to do something. Where's my old box of stationery?
What's that?
An early Eid present. See you later.
Wow, Jazakallah. A letter.
My dear little sister, when you were born, I was the most happiest. Sadly, somewhere along the way, arguments replaced conversation. Irritation and inconvenience took over sabr and consideration, and that's not the memories I want to have in 10 years' time. I also came across this hadith, which makes me determined to change the tone of our relationship. Please make me mouth, and I hope we can help each other to be better people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does not argue when he is in the wrong will have a home built for him on the edge of paradise. Whoever avoids it when he is in the right will have a home built for him in the middle of paradise. And whoever improves his own character, a home will be built for him in the highest part of paradise. There may be. Lots of love. Asma. I'm parked here.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was trying to rush but ma'am stopped me. Maaf.
It's okay. I got to finish my farah while waiting. So how was your day? What was the best part of your day?
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day should speak good or remain silent.
كما سار البدر في داج من الظلم.